Hi, this is a story by Grandpa Reby, and this story is about Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny and the time they celebrated St. Patrick's Day. It was a warm spring morning, and it was the official day for St. Patrick's Day. And Bugs and Porky had gotten up that day and dressed in green, of course, because everybody dresses in green or wears something green on St. Patrick's Day. They had noticed at night that all the blankets had been taken off their bed, and they thought they saw some little leprechauns duck under the bed, but they couldn't catch them or find them. But they were very sure that something had upset their bed and moved their pillows and blankets, which is what leprechauns like to do. So as they ate breakfast, they talked about what they were going to do on this special day, St. Patrick's Day. And they decided that one of the things they would do is they would go to the annual corned beef and cabbage cookout that was being held down at the town square for all the citizens. That was in the afternoon, but they had the rest of the day free because there was no school because it was St. Patrick's Day. So they got on their bicycles and they rode downtown and they rode through town to the edge of town to where the Little Gitche-Gumee River passes under the bridge. When they got to the bridge, they parked their bicycles and they started to climb down the embankment next to the bridge because they had heard that sometimes leprechauns like to hide under bridges. As they got closer to the part of the bridge where they could actually go under it, they suddenly heard a noise like this. And Porky and Bugs looked at each other and they go, "Oh my gosh, what was that?" Porky says, "Little Bugs, that sounded like the abominable snowman or snow sea monster." And Bugs says, yeah, it sure did. I wonder what it is. Just then, they heard this noise from under the bridge.
"Ha, ha, ha, I am the troll that lives under the bridge. I am the cousin of the abominable sea monster and the abominable snowman. I am his cousin and I live under the bridge. Ha, 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 ha."
Well, Bugs says to Porky, "I guess that answers that question. He is the cousin of the monster. That's why he sounds like him. Well, we'll certainly have to make sure we don't tangle with him." "Gee," Porky says, do you think there might be leprechauns under the bridge?" Bugs says, "Yeah, well, we can certainly go under there and take a look if you're not afraid." And Porky says, "Yeah, Bugs, you know, if I'm with you, I'm not afraid." So they went under the bridge, and sure enough, just as they went under, two little leprechauns came darting out from under the bridge right between their legs and ran up the hill. Now Porky and Bugs turned and they tried to chase them, but these leprechauns are very fast, and they were running very, very fast, and boom, they went up through town and they were on the main street, and they were running so fast it was hard to believe. But Bugs and Porky jumped on their bikes, and because they had been training for triathlons, they were in very good shape. And they were able to ride their bikes fast, and eventually they got caught up to where they were right behind the leprechauns, who were little and were all green and had big ears and had pointed noses and wore little hats that were pointed on top and little green moccasin-type shoes with bells on the tips. They came to the dead end of a street where there was a high fence. And at that point, the leprechauns were at a dead end. They couldn't go any further. They turned. They said, "Hey, please don't hurt us. We were just trying to get away." And Bugs and Porky said, "Yeah, you don't need to worry about us hurting you. We're actually your friends. We just want to help celebrate St. Patrick's Day with you. Would you come to the festival this afternoon to have corned beef and cabbage? Oh, yeah, yeah, said the elves. We'd be glad to do that. So they all decided that they were going to go to the big cookout that afternoon and have a good time, which they did. Well, in the meantime, they had to go back home, and they took the elves back to their house, the little leprechauns, I mean, and while they were cooking lunch, they noticed that the leprechauns disappeared. And sure enough, they went into the bedrooms, and every bed had every blanket and every sheet and every pillow taken off and hidden under the bed, because leprechauns like to do stuff like that. So Bugs and Porky realized that this was just what leprechauns do, so they were okay with it. And then they all had lunch, and then after lunch, they took a nap. And after they took their nap, it was time to go downtown to where the big cookout was. So they headed downtown, and they let the leprechauns ride on the front handlebars of their bicycles, and that was fun. And when they got there, everybody in town was amazed to see that Bugs and Porky actually brought real leprechauns to the St. Patrick's Day celebration. They were the hero of the day. Everybody was applauding. They gave a little speech in front of everybody. And they had the first commemorative meatball with cabbage to celebrate the historic celebration of St. Patrick. And then that afternoon, after they were all done eating, Porky and Bugs walked them all the way back down to the bridge where they live under the bridge with the troll and said goodnight to them. And just as they went under the bridge, they heard this noise again.
I see you're back. Well, don't worry. I will take good care of the leprechauns under the bridge.
And with that, Porky and Bugs were happy that the leprechauns were back home safe and sound, and they decided that they would go home and crawl safely and snugly into their beds. And that night when they went to sleep, they knew that their blankets and pillows would stay on the bed because the leprechauns were back home underneath the bridge with the troll. And that was the end of that St. Patrick's Day celebration with Porky and Bugs and the leprechauns.